As too is our political correspondent Micheál Lehane, because we're staying at the House of the Oireachtas and their committee rooms. The media committee, who quizzed Ryan Tuberty and his agent Noel Kelly yesterday, will be putting questions to and about RTE again today, this time about GAA Go, the joint venture between RTE and the GAA, where championship games are available only by paying for a streaming service. The committee is looking at the future of sports broadcasting here. Micheál, as I said, is in our Oireachtas studio. Micheál, this is kicking off, or throwing in, so to speak, at 1:30. Who are we going to hear from?
We're going to hear from the GAA. We're also going to hear from other sporting bodies like the IRFU and the FAI, as well as that the broadcasters, RTE, Virgin Media and Sky. But I suppose this has been on the cards for a while, this particular discussion, and it was penciled in when the controversy over the GAA Go streaming service was at its height a few weeks ago. And while it is looking at the longer term issue of sports broadcasting in Ireland, I think if there is still a contentious point and likely to be a key focus, it is that one.
Micheál, what else are they going to be speaking about today in front of the committee? Because it isn't just GAA Go, isn't that right?
It isn't just GAA Go, that there are wider questions around what the FAI would regard as the best system for them, talking about perhaps having a partner that would allow them to screen many matches, someone with extensive capabilities to do that, it's saying, as well as having some games free to air. But I suppose when you do look at this, and when you do look at what has exercised politicians, well, it is GAA Go, isn't it? That is something that led to calls from people as prominent as the Taoiseach in recent times, saying that all GAA championship matches should be free to air. And I think what you're going to hear today is a defence, really, from the two bodies that are involved in that structure. That is the GAA and RTE, who say that that isn't possible. It isn't possible, they say, to have all those games free to air, something that many politicians contest.
One of the biggest annoyances amongst supporters earlier on during the championship season was the choice of games and the games that went to GAA Go mostly on a Saturday, and the games that ended up free to air mostly being on a Sunday. Do we know who chooses which games go where?
Yeah, I think that is one of the questions. And of course, people like Donal O'Cusack did say and did make, I suppose, the claim that there was a belief that this was really about putting good games behind the paywall this year in a bid to boost the numbers, to boost the number of subscribers for GAA Go. And I suppose there was a particular focus too, wasn't there, on the Munster GAA Hurling Championship.
And the Clare Limerick game in particular.
And the Clare Limerick game in particular. And of course, the Clare Limerick game was a game that should have been free to air. Initially, it should have been shown on the Sunday, but because of the Great Limerick run, that was changed along the way. And of course, that was one of the great games of the championship so far. And the GAA acknowledged that in their contribution today, saying that it was that game that set GAA Go on a fairly bad trajectory for the summer. But equally, the GAA saying that it's not in its plans to put everything free to air, and it doesn't believe it would be in its interest. But it does say, too, that it is hoping to communicate better and to learn.
There's a protest outside RTE this lunchtime of workers at RTE, and we'll be hearing a little bit more from that later in the programme. Was the current troubles at RTE, aside from GAA Go, mentioned at leaders' questions today?
It wasn't mentioned leaders' questions. It is still the subject of discussion around the House, though, as you can appreciate, given the intensity of this debate in recent times. And of course, people beginning to look towards tomorrow now, when RTE executives again make their way into Leinster House, as this controversy, while it hasn't abated, but there perhaps is a feeling that tomorrow could be perhaps the last big appearance of RTE board members and executives, at least in this current phase of it. And of course, there is the reality now too, though, that the former Chief Financial Officer Breda O'Keefe, who spoke at last week's Public Accounts Committee meeting, won't be attending this one, and that's relevant, I suppose, because of the claims made by Noel Kelly, Ryan Tuberty's agent, yesterday.
Yeah, I did hear Kieran Cannon this morning say in Morning Ireland that the Oireachtas Media Committee, the one that we're looking at today, would look to bring RTE back again off the back of what they heard yesterday.
Yes, and I think when the Grant Thornton report is published into those 2017 to 2019 payments, which was explained to some degree yesterday by Ryan Tuberty and Noel Kelly, there is a feeling that that again would lead to another appearance of RTE bosses at the media committee.
Micheál Lehane in our Oireachtas studio, thank you.